This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know, I feel like I'm just really comfortable, and it's crazy to look now and think that I'm really comfortable coming out here playing on big courts and big matches on the best court in the world and with the craziest crowd against the best players. It's pretty crazy, and it's something 10 years ago I never thought I'd be good at this, but I guess I am.
Jesse Pegula, that's a relatable comment, you know? 10 years ago, never thought I'd be good at this, and I guess I am. It's a pretty great way to say it. Senior editorial manager at the Tennis Channel and member of the 6 a.m. Club, which is guests that join us in the 6 o'clock hour. Ed McGrogan joins us on the Wester Hotline, covering the U.S. Open and tonight's semifinal between Jesse Pegula and Aryna Sabalenka. Ed, good morning. Thanks for once again joining us bright and early.
Guests that willingly join at the 6 a.m. Yes. hour, too. Yeah, we're back. It's time. Yeah, not a bad hour, though. We're here for it.
We're back. When you say we're back, you mean for coverage in the U.S. Open, or you mean Bill's Mafia? I mean, for Bill's fans out there, you're a member of the Mafia here covering the U.S. Open, and I'm sure eager to watch Sunday night's game.
I mean, I was specifically referring to the 6 a.m. club, but
okay.
All that said, all the same, too. Yeah, no, I mean, we're ready for Sunday of two. We can talk about that later on. But, no, big few days in my world coming up, no doubt about it.
Yeah, so reading your piece, you have a piece that you posted or that you put up at the Tennis Channel website and tennis.com. You know, am I wrong, or have we done this before with Jesse Pegula's kind of arc and story? Am I wrong to kind of make connections to the Bills about getting to a spot, and it's a matter of when will you get past this one spot that you seem to get to? And, you know, not necessarily making it about whether or not you should have done it. With the Bills, we can very clearly kind of look at them and say, man, the resume's there. They probably should have done more by now. How does that relate to Jesse Pegula and the major championship search?
I think you had it right. That's a fair comparison. The main difference is last year she was 0-6 going into Grand Slam semifinals and got over that. So that was one obstacle that was cleared. The comp I would use this year and leading into tonight is who she's playing, and that's Aryna Sabalenka, the world number one. Now, the ultimate goal is the major title, but what's become the bigger issue is just Sabalenka. And as I go into the piece, this is her Mahomes. This is a principal rival. And the last three times they've played, they've all been in very big hardcore finals, which included last year's U.S. Open final, and it went Sabalenka's way, all in straight sets, no less. They were all competitive, even last year's U.S. Open final, which I was at, that was 7-5, 7-5. But the big thing for her tonight is just to get off to a much better start. Like, it's paramount, I think. The matchup is 7-2 in Sabalenka's favor. But as we could go into, this is a bit of a surprise that Pegula has even gotten this far, considering where her year was, where her summer was. And that's what makes this pretty interesting to me, is it's kind of a house money thing with her, it feels like, and I get that from talking to her as well.
How was it so different this year?
So normally this is Pegula's bread and butter time after Wimbledon, and it really including Wimbledon. So going into the start of this year, she actually had probably the best start of her career to a season. I would say won three different titles on three different surfaces going into the long clay court stretch that begins in April. And typically Pegula's MO was that she was extremely consistent at the majors, but would reach that sort of glass ceiling, like you would say. This year, what she's done at the majors is, aside from the U.S. Open, is really, really struggle. Only reached the fourth round at one major, and that was the French Open, which is actually her worst surface on clay, and took a very, very surprising loss to a French player who was ranked outside the top 200, if I recall. Just kind of caught fire, and just a surprising loss. And, you know, what ends up happening after that is she goes onto the grass, beats Iga Swiatek, who was actually eliminated last night at the U.S. Open at a grass court event, and promptly loses first round of Wimbledon. And from there, what ends up happening is, really, it's been a struggle for Pegula coming into the U.S. Open on the events that she really does well at. She came into the tournament having won just two of her prior six matches. And I think expectations were pretty low, pretty modest for her. When I talked to her after her first round match, success to her was just defined as finally breaking through, winning the slam title. Was just like dealing with the challenges, the ups and downs. And she's had more of those this summer than usual, but she's caught fire. She's benefited, I think, certainly from her draw, where she hasn't had to play the best of the best necessarily leading into this event, but she's taking care of everything in straight sets and comes into this with, I think, a really renewed mindset and just, you know, I think more than anything, just an opportunity in her mind that she may not have thought she was going to get even, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
You called Sabalenka her Mahomes. They played today. That was the final matchup last year at the U.S. Open. Is there a specific problem that you think she has in that match?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jump.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, this is the problem that most players have with Sabalenka. She's just, you know, the true power player in the women's game. And it took Sabalenka a long time to get, you know, to kind of refine what she brings to the table. I watched her very first title win up in New Haven, Connecticut years ago. And it took a long time for Sabalenka to kind of just rein it in. But once she did and really fixed her serve, she became the player that she is today. For Jesse, I mean, it's really dealing with that artillery, Pagula. People who watch her know she is more naturally a counterpuncher, more naturally willing to kind of trade from the baseline. And she does need to get out of her comfort zone with a player like Sabalenka, probably more so than any other player. Her coaches, often say that it's a match where she's going to need to take some risk more than she's, I think, perhaps even comfortable with. I think over time in this matchup specifically, I think Jesse is more apt to try and do that. I think, I wrote in the piece on tennis.com that she is going to need to bring a different look to this. I think, maybe if you want to extend that comparison to the Bills and what they'd want to do with KC, I mean, do they need to bring a different look defensively, if you will, to things? I mean, maybe that's the equivalent to what Jess has to do here. But I think the biggest thing tonight is she has to get off to a fast start because playing catch-up against Sabalenka is just a losing battle for her and amongst other, amongst everybody, really. But I'm looking forward to tonight because I want to see what she and her team have kind of concocted that can hopefully in her eyes throw Sabalenka off. Obviously, the crowd is going to be all in on her. There's two Americans playing in tonight's women's semis. Jessie's first up, so you get that right away. First match, you're not waiting for a match to end for the kind of marquee to begin. They're both great matches tonight. The other one is Anisimova playing Osaka, but it should be a very good scene. So if you're waiting for football to come on, if you have not watched Jesse, I think it's worth your time at 7 p.m. tonight.
One last question, Ed. As you lay it all out for Jesse Pegula tonight in the U.S. Open semifinal, it sounds like you said house money. Kind of be in your piece, you read how maybe she's a little more relaxed right now and not as as keyed up or as tense as maybe years past, but also the stakes are so high, you might have to change, you might have to be different. I wonder how really any athlete, how Jesse Pegula ultimately will kind of manage that, like play free, but also you might have to be different.
Yeah, I mean, it's like getting into that zone. You don't want to be tense with stuff. And you're right, this is an equivalent to all players and all situations here. Mentally, she is a very, as a personality, as someone to talk to, she is kind of her mixed doubles partner, Jack Draper, says she's a real one. And I think that's a kind of an attribute to just kind of how she goes about things, can she be sort of too low in a way sometimes? I've sensed that. Can the moment – I don't think the moment can get to her at this point because the one exception that we talked about is she has been to a Grand Slam final before. It's not as if this is her first semifinal she's ever played in a major. So that is one thing kind of in her pocket that what could end up happening is, okay, somehow you get by Sabalenka tonight. Okay, now, you've got to win. You're here.
Yeah.
That's do the Bills finally beat the Chiefs? And oh, we have this NFC Titan to deal with at the end of the road here, too. So I think that's one thing that's a water, we'll get to that if it happens. But, ultimately, Sabalenka is, I think, still a decided favorite tonight. This is, I think, it would be a surprise, honestly, if Pegula wins this one. But I also, when players get back to these situations time and time again, I mean, ultimately they're asked to do things that, they realize the chance they have here. And I think Jess ultimately does that as well.
Ed McGrogan of the Tennis Channel, senior editorial manager at Tennis Channel and tennis.com. And member of the 6 o'clock club, the 6 a.m. hour club. Ed, thanks again, as always, and we will be watching tonight. Thank you.
Talk soon, guys. Go Bills.
Go Bills. All right. 803-0550. Sal coming up at 8 o'clock. Our fantastic four-way parlay in the 9 o'clock hour. It's football season. There's football tonight. Very exciting. On the injuries for the Bills, we'll get into that a little bit more in the 7 o'clock hour. Some troubling injury potential for this Baltimore game. And I have a question on Twitter. What you're most eager to see, get some of those answers. What are you most eager to see Sunday night against Baltimore in the opener? Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.